This is Betty with Beyond the Dalit, and today I want to have a chat with you guys over, what's been going on and where are we going from here? What's happening? If you're in a similar situation like I'm in right now, you're in a place where you know you're going forward into something new, but you don't quite know what that looks like. And you may have had a vision for it in the past, but it seems like everything has changed and shifted, and now you don't know what to expect. If that kind of sounds like you're right on track, okay? The more I ponder on the things the Lord has spoken to me, and I've been in prayer, I've been in a season of praying specifically for the vision for going forward. And the Lord's had me in this place where things are very quiet and there's not a lot of, how do I put this? There's not a lot of vision, okay? And I want to, and that's really what I want to talk about today is sometimes we're in a place where you can't see around you. Despite all the prophetic gifting, all the spiritual insight, all the words from God, all the things God has said in the past, there are, I think, at least a remnant of people that are dealing with this confusing state of being right now. Like I said, I've been praying for Lord, where are we going? What's happening? Where am I? There's been a lot going on. At the same time, there's been no forward motion. And when I don't have forward motion, I don't panic, but I definitely will stop and make assessments. And I'm a big assessor. When I'm not seeing the progress or I'm not seeing the product or the what performance or whatever that looks like, if I'm not seeing what I think I should be seeing right now, in my own life, I'm gonna take a step back, go to the Lord and go, where am I? Let me reassess. Let me get my bearings. And sometimes it really is just I just need to get my bearings up and throw it off kilter, blah, blah, whatever that looks like. But I really have been praying because I've been in a season of very little forward motion, and it's been very frustrating for me because I am a very I'm a very project-oriented individual, and I like the flow. I like the energy, the life energy of just working on projects and accomplishing something and feeling like I've actually done something, and I think especially being retired, you look for that. You have to find creative ways just to feel productive and to, if you don't have interests and hobbies and whatever and things that give you a sense of purpose in your life, you have to look for that. And the older we get, I think, because for whatever reason, our lives begin to become smaller, whether we like it or not. It's just, I think it happens. And the older we get, the smaller our lives become. And having said that, so I've been praying and asking the Lord, what God, I need something. I need something from you because I'm getting very frustrated. I know the things the Lord has spoken to me about going forward. I know that he has said, there's still a work ahead. I'm praying into that. And just out of sheer frustration, I've I've committed to just praying very specifically every single day for that vision. And I'm praying for the Beyond the Dalit, the ministry of Beyond the Dalit, and where that's going from here. And this January makes 6 years that I've been doing this since 2019. And I kind of hold everything open. It's like, all right, God, if you open-handed, it's Lord, if you want me to shift, if there's something else you have for me to do, then show me. What am I doing? Where am I going? I'm gonna follow your lead. And when nothing keeps presenting itself, I just keep doing what I'm doing at the same time that I'm praying and asking for wisdom. I'm asking for counsel. I'm asking for direction. And in the midst of that, there's only one picture the Lord gave me. And it's what's known as a roundhouse. And I haven't seen one since I was a kid, but I do remember seeing one. And a roundhouse it's a circular building with a turntable in the middle, and it's used basically for storing and repairing locomotives. So it's for a train, and typically the engine is brought into the roundhouse, and like I said, they might store it there for a while. It might be in there for repairs, or it may just simply be brought in there so that it can be turned around and sent out on a different track. And there was a very particular image that came to me, and it was one, again, that I remember seeing when I was a kid. And growing up in Chicago, there was this area where just tons and tons of railroad tracks side by side, and you could see where they would cross over. Okay, they weren't just straight tracks running parallel to each other, they were crossing over at different places. And at one place in all of this train yard, I guess you could say, there was almost all of the tracks crossed at this center section, and it's where the roundhouse was at. And there were times when you could see they would have an engine train come in, and it would be turned and then pointed in an entirely different direction. Sometimes it just simply would turn around and it'd go back the way it came. But I kept seeing this roundhouse. And the thing I know about the roundhouse is it's enclosed. You can't see out. If you're inside the roundhouse, you can't see out. You're just in there, and the thing is moving like a turntable. And so I've been pondering on that. When I first saw that, I went, well, that explains why I can't see anything right now. Because from there, you can't see out. You have no idea what track you're going to be put on. And that was kind of what just settled in my spirit was, this is, you're just simply in a place where you don't know. And my response to God was, no kidding. Well, honey, I love you, but I could have told you that. And he's like, no, you're in this place for a purpose. There's a reason you're in the roundhouse right now. You're being turned around. You're being turned so that when you come out, when the turntable stops, you will be pointed in the direction you need to be going on. You will be placed on the track that I have for you. And so where you're at right now, you can't make assumptions. Okay, well, here's the problem. This is truth be told. I have a vivid imagination, and I have to curb that when it comes to getting direction from the Lord, because I can come up with all sorts of scenarios all on my own. Well, what if we did this and what if we did that? I love brainstorming. It's a part of my nature. So, hey God, you want to do a brainstorming session? I'm your girl. Just get me in there and let's talk about all the different scenarios we can possibly come up with. And God's like, sweetheart, I love you, but stop it. just stop because you're going to make yourself nuts. And as I said, so I'm in this place, I'm asking God for vision, and that's the only piece. I mean, I'm telling you, it's the only thing I'm getting. He is not letting me in on what the next step is. Like, where am I go? Where am I headed from here? I know I'm in a very real life-changing transition. Right now I've been living with my son and daughter-in-law for the last couple of years. Prior to that, I was caregiver for my aging terminal stepmother who passed away a few years ago. She was living in Central Virginia. I uprooted my life, went to stay with her, and ended up getting COVID just before, shortly, a couple of months before I left there, and ended up with long COVID. Long and short of it is, I'm staying with my son and his wife. I came into this situation going, this is temporary because this is not my plan. This was God's idea, but it certainly wasn't mine. And, I love my kids, but I'm 65 years old. I don't want to live with my 35-year-old son, to be perfectly honest. As much as I love them and I get along with them, and we all get along really well. And so there isn't a relational problem, not at all on any level. I just want my life. I want to go forward with the work God's called me to. And I want to be in the place God has called me to in order to fulfill that. And there's been promises that the Lord has, there's been things the Lord has been speaking to me for over 20 years now. Okay. So you gotta know, I would really like to see those things come to pass. Okay. But that's the thing about God's promises. They come to pass in His timing, not ours. They come to pass in the way God chooses, not the way we have worked it out in our head that it may or may not come to pass. So all of that to say, as I've been praying about this and where am I going and what am I doing, and I'm in this pause place that's, I'm like, I thought we were done with the pause, that we had a pause. This is a different pause. Now this is a pause with a turntable in it, and no, I'm not in a place where I'm jumping up and down with joy. I'm in a place where I have no choice. If I'm going to follow God, I have the choice to follow God. Because I have already made the choice to follow the leading and guiding of Holy Spirit and not seize that out of His hands, I'm waiting on Him for that direction. And in the meantime, I'm taking one step in front of the other, doing what I've been doing all along, which is periodically I make a blog, I'll make a blog post, or I'll do a podcast, whatever that looks like. I'm working on a few things. I've been, trying to kind of recover from some of the health issues I've had over the last few years. And I want things to move faster. Okay? I don't like this slow mo. I don't. But I know enough. I've learned enough over the years to know that it's more important, and We're much better off when we're willing to wait. When God says wait, it's worth the wait. Because, we've all done it, where, God begins to speak to you on something and you jump headlong into it and try to make that happen and then go, well, that, God, what did you said, blah, blah, you said X, Y, Z. And God going, yeah, but you didn't wait for the instruction. You only heard part of it. You need to wait for the full, when I tell you to go, then it's time to go. And we do it according to the counsel of the Lord. So we wait for the word of counsel. One thing I remember from back in the day, I was reading something. I want to say it was one of the books about William Branham back in the day when he was learning how to move in the way God was leading him and the way the Holy Spirit was directing things. And he said one of the things he learned emphatically was you only move on the word of counsel. But and know and understand that when God gives you a word of counsel, he will back up what he said he was going to do if you do it his way. And that really stuck with me over the years. And I've tested that in my own life and went, well, yeah, he's right. If you're willing to not only do what God says, but to do it the way God says, then the power and the spirit is on that. Where if I try to move out in the flesh, if I try to move out in my own strength or with my own energy or with my own contacts or my own whatever, fill in the blank, it doesn't usually have the same spiritual impartation. It doesn't have the same power of God. It doesn't have the same influence of Holy Spirit. It doesn't have the same anointing on it if I had done it God's way. So where I'm at right now is sitting in this place of waiting on God for the word of counsel that says go. One of the other pieces that I believe goes with this is I have been seeing in the spirit for years now this remnant company of believers that have been in a season of great hardship and great difficulty where they have been getting fashioned by the Lord for a very particular purpose, and they're being held back until the Lord opens the door for them to get released in the earth. And I don't think that day's come yet. There's been a few times where I've seen certain things in the spirit, and I'm going, oh, this is it. And it's like, oh, no, I'm just seeing another piece to the puzzle. There is a very powerful move of God that's coming. I believe it's already started. I think it's been trickling out. And having said that, there's something new that God is doing. And there's a new outpouring of the Spirit that's coming that isn't here yet. And the sense I've had is that that is what we're waiting for. That there are those who God has had in his workshop, so to speak, and he's had you in this place where you've been thinking for decades, we're ready, but God has been saying, not yet, not yet, not yet. And I want to really relay this as best I can. The wait isn't about you not being ready. The wait is not about you. The wait is about God's timing. It's not that you haven't been through enough hardship. It's not that you haven't dealt with all your inner faults and flaws. It's not that you haven't gone through enough inner healing. It's not that you don't know the word enough. It's not that you haven't done enough ministry. It's not that you haven't been qualified in other ways. God is going to come in with a qualification that is undeniable because it's going to be His qualification of you by virtue of Him empowering you with an anointing and placing a mantle on you that is going to launch you into what God has for you. And I believe that there are a number of people who fall into that category because it's not everybody. There is a remnant that that word applies to. And I want to say that there's a remnant of that remnant. There are a number of people that are from that particular demographic that are currently in this place where you're not sure if everything God has said to you is actually going to come to pass because there's been so much that has shifted and changed. You're different. Your paradigms are different. Everything God showed you, He showed you, let's say 20 years ago or 30 years ago or whatever that looks like, and you were different. The anointing on you was different. Your understanding was different. So the way you took what God said and applied it no longer applies. And in that, what I believe the Lord is communicating at this point is that we don't, that's not ours to worry about. God gives us visions and dreams and words and insights and encounters, and He tells us things that we think we understand with our, I mean, we're not stupid. We do have some, if you tell me words and you say something to me, I can pretty much understand what you're saying, okay? And I think, I think that's true of even when the Lord says things to us, we might not have a full picture, but I think we get a pretty good understanding, or at least we think we do. And I know that throughout this whole time, since, over the last, let's say, 20 years, one thing the Lord has consistently said to me through this is, it's not what you think. 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 I've had to go, okay, well, if it's not what I think, then what is it? He's like, but if I told you, you're going to think something, you're going to think it's a certain thing. You don't have the paradigm for it yet because the paradigm isn't here yet. The experience isn't here yet. And I've been just sort of in that, but kind of holding on to that, I guess you could say, over the last, few weeks or so, because I am in this roundhouse place. I'm in this place where I can't see anything, and it's frustrating. And so I've been going back to the words the Lord has spoken, and every time I've looked back at the things God has said, this is what you're going into, this is where I'm sending you, this is the work I have for you to do. None of it makes sense with it, where it did. It fit a paradigm I had 20 years ago. It fit a paradigm I had 10 years ago. It fit a paradigm I had 2 years ago. But today, it doesn't fit into that paradigm because those paradigms are gone. The framework for it is no longer there. And I know for some people this is going to sound so confusing, and to others they're going to be going, "Oh my God, you're reading my mail." So I know that this does not apply to everyone, and that's kind of the nature of pretty much everything I share. It's not for everyone. You know, if you are one of those people that you're going, oh yeah, I know exactly what you're saying, because I'm also in this place where God said these things to me. He told me he was calling me into this very particular thing. I thought I had an understanding of that, but what God's been doing in me over the last fill in the blank how many years, he's unraveled all of it. He's completely deconstructed that. I'm no longer the person he gave that message to. I'm no longer the individual who received that. So where do we go with that now? Well, we don't, but God does. And here's the thing. God knew the work that was going to be need to be done internally to get us from where we were to where we needed to be. And that's really what, if you hear me talk about the Dalit, that's basically the energy, if you will, the spiritual energy that is emitted from the Hebrew letter Dalit is it is this spiritual energy that moves us and shifts us from where we are to where we need to be. It's an expression of Holy Spirit. It's one of the things that the Spirit of the Lord does. He moves us along a continuum. We don't know, you know, you don't know when you're 5 years old, you don't know what it's going to be like to graduate from high school. But when you graduate from high school, you're going to be able to look back and go, wow, look at how I've grown. I can look back to when I was five. And wow, you know, there's things I thought when I was five, when I was 10, when I was 13, that wow, I'm not that same person. Well, the same thing is true. If we continue to grow in the Lord and we continue to follow Holy Spirit and we continue to allow the Spirit of the Lord to move us along His continuum, we're moving along from where we were to where we need to be. And that and what I define as that where we need to be is simply where the Spirit of the Lord is taking us. You know, it's in order for me to fulfill the thing God has anointed me, called me to, and is putting in me to do, I need to have a very particular deposit of God, and I will need to be in a very specific place in God in order to fulfill that. I will also need to have a very specific deposit of His Spirit in order to accomplish those things by the Spirit of the Lord. As I'm moving from where I've been into and getting closer to the fulfillment of that, I'm shifting and moving along that continuum by the power of the Holy Spirit. So it's not by might, it's not by power, it's not by anything I've done. Now, am I being obedient to the Lord? Absolutely. Am I obeying what the church is dictating? No. I am following Holy Spirit. I am following the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, I read the word. Yes, I meditate on the word, but I have a relationship with the living word of God. Jesus, the word of God that became flesh and dwelt among us. Okay? I'm in that relationship. And when you're in relationship, when you're in a living, breathing relationship with someone, that relationship develops and grows. And if it's not developing and growing, it's getting stagnant, it's getting old, and it's fading away. And that's not where I'm at. That's not where I want to be. I don't want to be in a place where, oh well, I got saved, you know, 50, 60 years ago, and that's okay. I can just skate from now until we get to heaven and then we'll be good to go. No, I'm going to be actively pursuing God. I'm actively pursuing direction and leading because I want to walk by the Spirit. I want to be led by the Spirit of God. And I think those of you who listen to my podcast, I think you do too. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening. Okay, so having said all that, I want to wrap this up. So I'm going to try to keep these podcasts a little shorter than sometimes they go for an hour, and there really is no need for that. Unless God says there is. I want to just summarize again what the Lord has been saying. Has been, he gave me this picture of this roundhouse. It's a building on a turn. It's an enclosed structure on a turntable, and it's as if you're this train engine that is sitting in this roundhouse. You're sitting on that turntable, and all you're waiting for now is for the turntable to stop and for the doors to then open again so that you can be set onto and you can go forward on the track that God has designed for you. Just know this is a very short season. This, you're not in this turntable forever. This is a very short, quick kind of a time period. So, you know, when is the door going to open? I don't know. I don't know. Could be tomorrow. Could be next week. Could be a month from now. Could be 3 months from now. I don't know. Could be Passover. I don't know. But I know this. I know that it's vital that while we're in this place where we're on this turntable, it's important for us to remember that all the words the Lord has spoken to us are going to come to pass. And we are going to step into everything that God has called us to, and he is coming to meet with us. It just might not look like we thought it was going to look like. It might look a little different. And in that, we have to open our hands and just say, God, I give you my understanding of it. I give you how I have framed this, the fulfillment of your word in my mind. I give that over to you. And I relinquish to you, I submit to you my thoughts about it and say, Lord, I agree with your word that your ways are above our ways, that your thoughts are above our thoughts, that how we think and how we perceive things is from an earthly perspective, and it's influenced by our earthly experience. So, Lord, we just release all of that to you, and we just say, God, we embrace whatever it is you have for us. Give us the grace to be able to go forward on this new track, down this new path, with joy and excitement and stepping into all that you have for us with the joy and expectation of walking with your Spirit and the anticipation of seeing how you're going to fulfill your word in our lives in the days and months ahead. Father God, I thank you for everyone who has been listening to these podcasts, everyone who's been reading the blogs, and Father God, I just pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you meet with each one, that you give us, that you impart wisdom and understanding. I ask for the word of counsel, and I ask, Father God, that you give us the grace to wait until you open the door and give us the word of counsel on how to go forward. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Well, thanks for hanging out with me today. In the meantime, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This has been Betty with Beyond the Dalit. Shalom.